we're advocating against that. We're asking our church ministers to please just stay away. If it's somebody that you brought up since you know he was five, then at least just stay silent.
Yeah,
because your letter is not helping, and it doesn't reflect well. Also, when you see him doing this, and then you write a letter that says, "Well, actually, you know, he's a wonderful guy who just had a momentary lapse of reason."
Meanwhile, he's wrecked this kid's life, and you know, a lot of times you talk to these people that are abusing other people.
Yes.
Usually, they're abused.
Yes,
you know, it's a cycle, huh?
Yes,
I'm sure you know more about this than I would.
But absolutely right,
when I've read about this, I typically see that a lot of these offenders were the offendees at one point in their lives. So
absolutely. Yeah. So the number, John, is 2 out of 3. So
2 out of 3.
What? 3 young men who see it happening will think it's the norm and will repeat the behavior. So that's why. So we're looking at changing mindsets, but we're also, like you say, breaking cycles.